I wish people knew.
I wish that people knew.
I would like people to know.
I wish people knew that.
Your Northern Michigan neighbors have things on their mind they'd like you to know about. This You Should Know is a series from Red Pine Radio, a community radio workshop. Today we hear about an invasive plant that can grow through people's homes.
You know, if you go in your basement one day, you might see part of the root starting to grow through the wall of your basement, and that's how it starts. My name is Emily Cook. I work for the Northwest Michigan Invasive Species Network. I'm their outreach specialist, and we're based in Traverse City, Michigan. Japanese knotweed has a really incredible root system. Often the rhizomes of the roots underground will spread a dozen or more feet in any direction. And so if that plant is growing near a road or a sidewalk, or hopefully not your house, but sometimes your home, those roots will send up shoots for new plants. And because the plant evolved to grow through lava beds, it really doesn't have an issue also growing through our infrastructure. And unfortunately, that could be your home. And that's why it's a pretty major concern to us beyond just the environmental impacts. We can trace nearly all of the plants that are in North America, Europe, the UK, back to a single plant that was brought over by a botanist to the UK, which is one of the reasons it's worse there. People are actually unable to sell their homes now if knotweed is on the property. You can look up pictures and see homes being pretty much eaten by knotweed. They'll be towering over the homes. It can grow 12 to 15 feet tall. I think people should know, specifically regarding Japanese knotweed, that it was originally brought over on purpose. People wanted it for their gardens, and it's just a good reminder to pay attention to what you're putting in your gardens, because you never know if it could maybe eat your home one day.
That piece was produced for Red Pine Radio by Cheryl Bartz. If you want to find out more about Red Pine Radio, visit iprnews.org.